Okay, we're doing now the letter 1523 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 5. This is dated Baruch Hashem, Chov Zayin Nissan, the 27th day of Nissan, Toshin Beis, Brooklyn, Sholem of Rocha. And the Rebbe said, I received your letter from Yud Aleph Nissan, which is the Rebbe's birthday, and he sent the Rebbe a blessing for his birthday. So the Rebbe says, anybody who blesses will be blessed with additional additional blessing from Hashem, whose addition is more than the main, and who you and your wife and for and all your descendants' blessings. For sure, in the meantime, you've received the booklet, the Kuntres, and my copy, the copy of the general letters that I sent out, and that you have publicized them in a proper way. Thank you for the stories of Hasidim that you copy in all your letters, and for sure you will continue to do so, and thank you in advance. And it's known at how much our holy Rebbe's leaders, what precious with the titles that they were, the stories about Tzaddikim and Hasidim. It's known, the talk of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles over here about this, that the book of Bereishis comes the first before the following four other Sforim, the four other books, even though the main and the majority of the whole Sefer, Rubik Kikule, is stories of Tzaddikim. And the Sforim that follow are mitzvahs of the Torah. This that you write in your letter, what is my view that you want to come to visit to the United States? You want to come, basically want to come visit the Rebbe. The reason is, as you write in your letter, that's what apparently it doesn't say here, but I'm assuming. But I must tell you, reveal to you my opinion, that doesn't seem to me probably. The reason is, God has granted you the special privilege that you have your place that you settled is in Eretz, in the land, Eretz Yisrael, which the eyes of Hashem is there, as the Pasuk says, from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. And within Eretz Yisrael itself, you live in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. That is the most holiest of all of Eretz Yisrael. And as far as traveling from Eretz HaKodesh, in general, there is many different doubts and questions. Are you allowed to leave periodly Eretz Yisrael? So therefore, I don't understand that all at all. Why do you need to enter into questions and to move and to come and travel to go by means of oceans and rivers and deserts, to spend so much money and to waste so much time, lose so much time for traveling from there to here and from here to there, back and forth, at the time that every moment, every hour, every day that you're in Eretz HaKodesh, Tibonizgan, in the Holy Land, you're able to draw down the light of Hashem in this physical world, and to effort in spreading the wells of the Baal Shem Tov and his students and his students' students, especially of the teachings of the Alter Rebbe and those who follow him in the Holy Land, Tibon HaSekhoin. That is a very important, over there, more, very, very, extra important in Eretz Yisrael. And from day to day, the necessity, the importance, and the urgency is increased, because the darkness also keeps on getting more and bigger, God forbid, Rahman al-Islam. And in such a time, you want to leave your place and you want to look for, in Yiddish, glicken, meaning luck. Shem Yisborach should bless you with long life, good years, and good health, and you should stand strong on your guard to utilize every opportunity and every matter to strengthen the belief and to raise the horn of Yisrael Sava, meaning of traditional Judaism, and to spread the light of Hasidus and the Torah, the customs and the instructions in every place, in every type of people that your hand can reach.